the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984. They'll split your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80, but rather you won't care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, free speech cannot be expected to exist, for that matter, without being funded by we, the people. There are many ways you can donate to RBN. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I do have a bit more of an update from the whatreallyhappened.com website regarding Mr. Rivero and his wife. The lovely Lady Claire had her second surgery to clear a blocked carotid artery. I guess that was yesterday, I believe he may have posted this. And it went smoothly, he says. She will probably be discharged tomorrow. I'm guessing that means today. But the plan now is to have her stay 5 days at a skilled nursing facility with both physical and occupational therapy. Michael says he's still planning on returning to RBN Thursday. It'll be tomorrow. Thanks to all who sent their expressions of sympathy and support at this time. He says, I cannot tell you how much it means to us. So that is good to hear, and we look forward to the return of Mr. Rivero. And what a time. We need as many analysts of all of this misinformation, disinformation, deception, and lies, especially in a wartime situation and with economic turmoil. Michael's an excellent analyst, and yeah, we certainly look forward to him being back as soon as possible. His reliable reporting on so many topics, and also his personal perspective, certainly is hard to get that much news in an hour every day, you know, consistently 5 days a week, every week from somewhere that is as sound of information as from the What Really Happened show. So yeah, my hat's off. I hope he continues. I'm glad he's coming back. Hope he continues as long as we see fit. You know, I know he's always said he's been trying to stop World War III. And nonetheless, and kind of feels, I'm sure, like he has to double down now, where it seems like it could very well be upon us. On that note, looking around out there, what's worth sharing in news? I mean, the energy issues, which we're already building, it's almost like they were setting us up for this. Pull the carpet out from under our feet, you know, regarding this World Economic Forum sponsored green, a green revolution, the Green New Deal, all this green energy, green propaganda. They don't have the technology in place to handle that sort of infrastructure. The cars are not very reliable. They can't handle extremely cold conditions. Some of them, explosion issues harmed the occupants, and just the grid, you know, the charging capacity, the charging time, the cost of these, half the car goes into the battery on these electric cars. And, you know, once that battery goes, it's at least lost half its value, you know, at the very least, you know, not to mention wear and tear. The technology is not there yet, but I understand that the true plan is for less and less people to own their own vehicles. Okay, moving forward, that's what these elites want for the masses. And so it works just fine to make it more and more expensive. It's fine for them if it's electric, highly expensive, inefficient vehicles for quite a while, just to condition us sheeple, you know, the goyim, away from owning their own vehicle, expecting anywhere near a middle-class lifestyle. That has to be wiped out. We're not to have a middle class if they get their way. The time is now, is long past due, really, to start just creating alternatives on the local level in all forms of goods, energy, production. And if they try, you know, the more laws that are attempted, we have to push back. You know, restrictions on growing your own food, collecting rainwater, it's already been insane out there. And, of course, the farmers paid not to plant. Shutting down two pipelines since Biden came into office. You know, I mean, Trump era had good gas prices. Then with COVID, barely anyone was driving. You know, as far as everyday people were at home, sure, the people delivering things were, but it didn't compare, where we had even lower gas prices still for a while during lockdowns. And now, I mean, it's just, it all seems by design, just like with COVID and the setup of medical tyranny, ushering in plans for these gene altering shots, trying to remove alternatives. This seems very similar in an engineered fashion. Over in Germany, their economic and environment ministries are advising, just listen to that, economic and environment ministries. Is that Orwellian or what? Advise against extending nuclear plants to combat energy fears. Yeah, that fear of global warming, CO2, plant fuel. You're supposed to fear it as the doomsday component, which is essential for life on this planet and the symbiotic relationship therein. These people just have no concept of science who toe the line with all this rhetoric. These middlemen, these company men, who just have no critical thinking ability. And unfortunately, that's becoming the trend for the masses as well, which we here at RBN are at the forefront of resisting. There's an interesting interview I've been meaning to get to with Derek Bronze. Found this over at Activist Post. Impending future of social credit, social impact, investing, and digital IDs. Seems a bit foreboding, and you might want to check that out before I get to my synopsis on air here. Just some of the titles of these articles just indicate the state of decay in our society. Here's another one, The Rise of Global Fascism and the End of the World as We Know It. Talk about cheerful. Now, this one really enraged me. State agents raid preschools, question toddlers without parental consent for not wearing masks. Yeah, you heard that right. So have a listen. For 2 years now, people across the world have been forced by their governments to muzzle their faces with cloth masks, despite long-established evidence that cloth masks do not stop airborne viral transmission. Tyrants from coast to coast in the United States and worldwide have continued to force them on their citizens, including small children, despite mountains of evidence being presented for the last 2 years and countless comparisons between masked and unmasked populations, showing that cloth masks do absolutely nothing to stop the spread of COVID-19. There are still diehard pro-muzzlers out there trying to keep the insanity going. Although they lifted the mandate required requirement last week, the CDC still claims that cloth masks stop COVID, completely ignoring the science. Luckily, in spite of this denial of science by the establishment, the pro-muzzle class has been dwindling, and even the staunchest of face-covering supporters have been forced to reverse course. We have a tweet here from one Janice Hahn, for example. I want to follow the state's lead and lift the mask mandates. She continues, I believe we are beginning to lose the trust of the people. We already saw thousands of people flagrantly violate L.A. County's mask mandate at the Super Bowl. Tweeted that on February 15th. In some places, however, like New York City, anti-science tyrants like Mayor Eric Adams thinks it's necessary to keep masking children under five years old, because they aren't eligible for a vaccine that Florida just contraindicated for children. Now, anyone who's looked into even the tiniest bit of actual scientific data knows that children that young are not at all at risk of anything. But Mayor Eric Adams, and, most likely he got his rise through politics as an affirmative action hire, right? Affirmative action elect by the establishment, I wouldn't doubt. He doesn't think about science. He thinks about, towing the line for his overlords. And so, yeah, we have this tweet someone put out with a video link to Mayor Adams. New York City Mayor Adams claims that requiring masks on toddlers is necessary so that we don't close down the city again. It was tweeted by an Eli Klein. While New York continues to mask toddlers in some ritualistic act of child abuse, on the other side of the country in California, the mask tyrants took things a bit further, using the police state to go after toddlers. So here's the real heart of this story now, folks. The Aspen Leaf Preschool in San Diego, California, operates three different locations in the city. While other schools were muzzling their children in defiance of science, Aspen Leaf openly told parents that masks were optional. As a result, state agents with the California Department of Social Services raided all three locations simultaneously, as if they were trafficking children, not freeing them from face coverings. The Voice of San Diego interviewed parents of children at the school who said that during what they described as a quote-unquote raid, state agents separated their children and questioned them without parental consent. We have a quote here from Stephanie and Richard Rosado. This gross abuse of power is shameful and unacceptable for many reasons. Stephanie and Richard Rosado wrote in a complaint about their four-year-old being interrogated, according to The Voice. Another quote from them. The people who ordered this to be done and those who participated should be held responsible, unquote. Despite clear laws on the books about interviewing children without parental consent, CDSS stands by their decision to question children aged 1 to 4 years old without their parents. Regulators, quote, determined that the interviews were conducted in an appropriate manner and were a necessary component of the required complaint investigation, unquote. Kevin Gaines, deputy director of child care licensing, wrote to one Aspen Leaf parent who lodged a complaint, according to The Voice. Yeah, I'd like to look into who this Kevin Gaines is and what he's all about. maybe he needs to hang out with Mayor Adams. I don't know. Here's a quote from Gaines. Staff are trained to conduct interviews with children in a manner that avoids causing undue stress, unquote, Gaines wrote. But parents of children at the schools are not buying it and are still quite angry at the fact that their children were treated as criminals for not wearing face coverings. The Voice interviewed Connie Wu, whose daughter was not even 2 years old when agents pulled her into a room by herself to interview her. Wu told The Voice that she has no idea what happened to her daughter in that room because she's too young to even explain it. Quote, she's not developmentally able to tell me, unquote, Wu told The Voice. quote, she doesn't have the vocabulary to be able to talk about being interviewed by a stranger, unquote. After the raid, which took place in January, investigators issued Aspen Leaf a Type A citation, which is reportedly the most severe violation and can lead to a business being shut down. The school was then forced to reverse their masking guidelines and muzzle children to avoid being shut down. Luckily for the children, they won't be masked long, as the science won in California, too. And on March 11, no children in the state will be forced to wear a muzzle. Oh, just 2 days from now, huh? Uh-huh. Well, we do have this war propaganda, at least. The idea of state agents raiding preschools to enforce an unscientific cloth mask mandate is disturbing. If the government is willing to take these issues to such extremes over pseudoscience like masks, where do they draw the line on even more tyrannical and unscientific measures? And this came via the Free Thought Project. Some serious attack on our freedoms and liberties. I mean, going after the children, it's been the most serious front in this battle. I've been saying that for a while now. Pull them out of the schools. You know, if you're going to have children, plan to homeschool them or don't have them. It's that bad these days. You know, I'm not exaggerating. You'll say, okay, that's easy for you to say, Richard, you're not a parent. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry, but if you wound up having a child, if you really care about them, you know, that should be the most important priority to you. If you did wind up with a child, whether it was planned or not, to have a child. And when you look at just how bad, if you don't think it's as bad as it is in the schools, the indoctrination, that is, and how it's been institutionalized for over 100 years now, you need to do some more research, okay, to convince yourself and get that child out of there. Now, I have some updates regarding the narrative crashing regarding COVID. I don't have time before the break, so I'll cover that probably at the bottom of the hour. So as far as this war thing, America falls behind Russia and China in combat-ready hypersonic missiles, according to one report that just came out. China warns hegemonic U.S. against a Pacific version of NATO. And they're citing this Ukraine crisis, of course, as truly overstepping reasonable boundaries. War will cause hell on earth for global food prices, authored by Paul Joseph Watson at Summit News. That's no exaggeration, all factors considered. Viktor Orban signs decree allowing NATO troops in Western Hungary. Oh, well, that's not going to be considered an act of war by Putin, now is it? Just like he said, it will be an act of war if you send fighter jets from other countries. Now we have, over here in the U.S., them approving such measures. Poland is supposed to be sending jets. And now this, you know, NATO troops, Orban signing this decree into Western Hungary. And then Ukraine is ready for a diplomatic solution, we're hearing, but won't trade a single inch of territories, according to a Zelensky aide. And Zelensky, he needs to be taken out one way or the other. It's obvious how that would help cool things. Everyone in the West is being taught to broadcast, he's our number one priority. Keep Zelensky in power. Protect Zelensky. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. And just going over some of the war news. And I've seen a lot of updates here. And, of course, things are constantly changing in that regard. The fuel prices, I mean, it's in every way, really. We can't handle this war, even if it were in our best interests as a nation, as far as everyday citizens and just in general, which, of course, it's not. We've had people out there saying that, oh, this is, let's remember what we're fighting for, LGBTQ, LGBT plus whatever rights. But Ukraine represents the World Economic Forum's agendas. Agenda 21 initiatives, Great Reset, neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism, call it what you will, succeeding. If Ukraine takes a step back regarding things like LGBT rights, critical race theory, all this stuff, because NATO, the West, lose control, that will be very bad optics for WEF, for these Western Judaic social engineer tyrants. And they feel they can't have that. It would possibly encourage too much opposition and resistance to this New World Order and its plans. And they need to maintain Ukraine. I mean, the real war, as I say, World War III is against the populace at large. And the Great Reset is the weaponization of society in this Third World War. There will be no Fourth World War. We'll either succeed against the tyrants or we'll fail. And who knows how long it may drag out with bits of hiatus in between. No doubt, but there will be one victor. There's no actual third, much less fourth, world war possible the way things are already aligned here that you could justify as truly a world war that we thought of in the past. And even those, of course, there were agendas, there were people who were financing different things for their agendas, but sure, people are going to take advantage of funding and this and that. I mean, Adolf Hitler, you know, people try to say he's controlled opposition because he took Rothschild money, Zionist money? That's weak. That's a weak argument. I'm sorry. But now, this fuel thing, all of the ways that this is just, I mean, China, Russia, the rest of the world will be able to continue on. This is pushing the Green New Deal, you know, just like COVID was, you know, the war. And a lot of other things in the way. Can blame the economy, but on anything related to the war. Biden said during Trump's administration, I'm not going to be someone who shifts the blame elsewhere. He's doing exactly that. And the gas thing is a perfect example. But there's some updates regarding the war zone. Aide to Zelensky said Ukraine ready for diplomatic solution. Ukrainian aide can discuss neutrality, needs security guarantee. See, they already know they're going to run out of supplies. They're relatively surrounded unless everyone joined in, which they really know they can't handle, like a full-on aggression between the West and Russia. And but these people are insane controlling things and very misinformed on a number of topics. I mean, they don't want to give any territory. They don't want to give up on any conditions. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov will travel to Turkey today to meet with the Ukrainian Foreign Minister, according to RIT, citing the Russian Foreign Ministry. Russian Foreign Ministry says aims of its operation do not include the overthrowing of the Ukraine government. Russia says some progress has been made in discussions with Ukraine. Russia's Kremlin says Russia has made no decision on nationalizing foreign assets, interested in continuing talks with Ukraine. On possible compromise with Ukraine, Crimea is Russian region, must be recognized as such, as Donetsk, Luhansk are sovereign nations, must be recognized as such. Ukraine Foreign Minister Kuleba says he has limited expectations for discussions with Russia. Foreign Minister Lavrov. U.S. House planning to vote on the Russian oil ban today, according to Bloomberg. Putin signed an order restricting trade on unspecified goods and raw materials, and they're expecting nickel to be among those materials. I'm telling you, we can't handle with all of the things that Russia exports, not just fuel, all of these raw materials, rare earth minerals and such. And there are a lot more points here. Probably going to move on after the break to some other related news like this fuel issue. And, of course, the COVID news. So stick around. More to discuss. We'll be back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money goes by, all those things. I can never be sure where to begin.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, and U.S. State Department envoy Hochstein. Oh, sounds like a good patriotic goy name, right? Said about three million barrels, I guess 3 million barrels of oil, now stranded because there's such an outage, such an outrage in Europe regarding what is happening in Ukraine. And of course, we've heard about in the UK, the dock workers are refusing to unload Russian ships. They're so misinformed about the history of this conflict and are believing all the rhetoric of this wild, unprovoked aggressor, Putin. So while Hochstein added the U.S. is in a dramatically different place than Europe as it imports less oil from Russia. And that's an exaggeration, actually. We are going to be hit quite hard. And we take a little more, especially with all these pipeline plans and other alternatives being ruled out. All plans for the Green New Deal. Biden's handlers want expensive fuel, all right, for the West. This is going according to plan. Keep that in mind. This is all about trying to force you to electric and force most people away from their own vehicles in the process. But Saudi and Emirate leaders declined calls with U.S. President Biden during the Ukrainian crisis, according to WSJ. So, yeah, you know, they're not even going to hear it. And I think we need more of that the world over to deal with this. Let's see. I don't know if I want to go into much more of these points. We have some third-party remarks. We can decline those. And in other related news, they're mentioning here Iranian chief nuclear negotiator / deputy foreign minister Khani has arrived in Vienna, according to Aslani, the journalist Aslani. So Biden on gas prices, it's going to go up, he says. Can't do much right now. Russia is responsible. Again, back in 2020, he said, I'll do my job and take responsibility. I won't blame others. But, yeah, it doesn't take much for him to do exactly what he said he wouldn't. There's a video out there of Psaki, Jen Psaki, you know, the brilliant representative of the Biden administration. A reporter's reading a statement to her from Real Americans about the gas stations. Straight to Psaki's face, you know. And, I mean, this woman is just completely disconnected. I was considering playing a clip of her, but I'm not going to even give her the airtime. I'm really not. You know, she's completely disconnected. And it's, well, I mean, you know, she's trying to deflect blame, and people know better. She's just trying to toe the line for Biden, of course, you know, perception. She says, there's no question that an increase is a direct result of the invasion of Ukraine. Now, if you look, I mean, that's a blatant lie. We have charts here showing that gas prices have been going up ever since Biden came into office. Okay, I have the charts right in front of me here. But, you know, she's saying federal policies are not limiting the supply of oil and gas. I mean, she's just completely, I mean, we have pointed out an executive order, first signed halting new oil and gas leases on public land. I mentioned the motives behind it that were outed. Okay, it's by design in his executive order. It clearly states that the pipeline or any other aid to domestic oil production creates an obstacle to clean energy. Clean in quotes, because this is just all a bunch of a pack of lies. Clean energy by making fuel more affordable for Americans. They don't want that. The Democrats want, I'm not even going to mention Democrats. Okay, they want gas prices higher. Our controllers, the controllers of Washington. To them, gas prices are just a sin tax, and they want to wean us off of our use of our own vehicles as much as possible. But yes, an obstacle to clean energy, and it's an obstacle with just too many of us having our own vehicles. And of course, yeah, the executive order states, any other aid to domestic oil production creates an obstacle to clean energy by making fuel more affordable for Americans. All right, I mean, it. You can't get more plain English than that. And yet, these people are never going to admit their responsibility for this. Their intentional engineering of much of this, for that matter. And so, getting back to where I was here on the gas prices, and, well, Biden and his talking head, well, he's a talking head, and so is Psaki. But he's blaming it all on Russia. You know, he's banning imports of Russian oil and gas now. Okay? On Tuesday, he announced a ban, just yesterday, a ban on Russian oil and gas imports in order to deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine, he says. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable in U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. We're going to see increased gas prices here in the United States. That's the cost of standing up for freedom and standing alongside the Ukrainian people, but it's going to cost us. Wow. I mean, if it were never, if it were ever a time, you know, to utilize that Second Amendment for the true reason, folks, I think we're already there. Expect to pay $3,000 more this year for gas and food as prices skyrocket. We have economists out there trying to already do the calculations on how this is going to affect your pocketbook for just, you know, all of the ways, transporting everything to your household, you know, to the stores where you shop, how this is going to affect you. And we're hearing, approve our permits. The U.S. oil industry responds after Biden cuts imports from Russia. But no, they don't want that. You know, they're not going to approve their permits, or at least they don't want to at the moment. As far as that COVID news, I know I'm running short on time, and we have some callers who are building up there. But I really did see it important. We can't forget about COVID. We can't allow them to do this to us. This is part of... I mean, this is a strong way that we can let everyone see the corruption across the board. This was one way, the COVID PSYOP. And if we don't utilize that, continue utilizing that, folks, and I don't see how we'll utilize any of this to mobilize the masses against these tyrants. And also briefly... Well, before I move to that, Putin did sign a countermeasure limiting Russian exports. Okay, yeah, I covered that in the other article. And is there going to be announcing in the near future, you know, what those raw materials will be? But, you know, many are saying Biden is basically aiming a gun at America's head and pulling the trigger, effectively. The 2022 stock market crash has begun, according to many people, and the economic war between the United States and Russia has shifted into overdrive. Based on, you know, what we've just had transpire, you know, I mean, with this declaration yesterday regarding fuel coming from Russia. So to quickly try to get to this COVID update, and now I'm like scattering to find where the article is on that, because we had a lot of we have a lot coming out now, and this war is very useful. Of course, they're not talking about anything regarding COVID for good reason, because we're getting more and more ammunition ready, locked and loaded on that front. This war has to be the only thing you talk about out there. Canada's wake-up call for humanity shows that by Dell Bigtree, host of the High Wire video, interviewed Edward Dowd, former project manager for BlackRock. Okay, former project manager for BlackRock, Edward Dowd, February 24, after meeting Dr. Robert Malone, invention of the mRNA technology used in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID shots. Dowd has been widely interviewed. Dowd explains that there are now multiple sources of explosive COVID information. One, whistleblowers' information on fraud in Pfizer trials and FDA collusion. Two, government's VAERS database shows more injuries and deaths from the COVID shots than from all other vaccines combined in 20 years. Three, insurance companies report record injuries and deaths from COVID shots. Four, funeral homes report record deaths from COVID shots. Five, Department of Defense leak. And for that, you want to see Senator Ron Johnson's amazing COVID hearings on that. Now, Dowd says, you can't hide the bodies. And that's the sad thing about this. The bodies are piling up. Dowd said that although the legacy media is ignoring the Pfizer whistleblower's explosive information about the Pfizer trial fraud, she has been invited to speak to a Wall Street conference of 4,000 people. Dowd explains, money talks and BS walks. Dowd explained on February 23 that Moderna's stock had dropped 70% from its high and Pfizer was down 19%. He predicted that Moderna's stock will go to zero and Pfizer's will go sub $10, so negative 10. In 2009, Pfizer agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest healthcare fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice, to resolve criminal and civil liability arising from misbranding Bextra, B-E-X-T-R-A, with the intent to defraud or mislead. Yet it was allowed to roll out the COVID shot at, quote-unquote, warp speed. If it is established that Pfizer committed fraud in the COVID, quote-unquote, vaccine trials, Pfizer will lose its indemnity with governments around the world and can be sued for hundreds of thousands of injuries and deaths. That's why the FDA didn't want the release of the information about the Pfizer trials for 75 years. Yet Biden and Fauci continue to say the COVID shots are, quote unquote, safe and effective, and want to force them on kids 6 months old to 5 years old. And you can check that out at Activist Post. This is a historic turning point now. This is an historic turning point now is the name of the article, if you want to reference more on there. And let's try to get all these callers in. Maybe, I don't know, we may have to skip that last break to fit them. John in Tennessee. Hello, sir. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Richard.
Rather.
Thank
what's
you.
On your mind?
Well, first of all, are people dying in the Ukraine? Yeah, war, people die. But I think what we're watching is a distraction. We're watching Kabuki theater. You know, there was a 2008 Pentagon briefing with the Department of Defense where the presenter showed a couple slides on a PowerPoint of two CAT scans. Slide A was someone that was religiously minded, had an over, what they called an overabundance of the VMAT2 gene, which is known as the God gene. Slide B was someone that was not necessarily religious. And when they played music of a spiritual nature or read scripture, these people's brains on slide A lit up in a region of the brain that they deemed to be associated with religious thought. They were considered to be abnormal. It was presented in a way to fix the people in Afghanistan to vaccinate them against religious fundamentalism. When they were asked by the people in the Defense Department, they were talking about fixing these Muslim fundamentalists and making them be less religious. But, you know, that works both ways. So if this is not a physical battle, but more a spiritual battle, which is what I believe, it's good against evil, then you've got to wonder, this vaccine was called FunVax, F-U-N-V-A-X, to vaccinate people using a virus to fix their brain, to make them less religious. And then as a result of that, one of the, Chris Hinckley on the broadcast prior to yours, a couple days ago, brought up a man by the name of Rudolf Steiner that gave a series of lectures back in 1913. He was an occultist, and he was saying that in the future, and it's certainly possible, that medicine would develop a vaccine to be administered to children and others that would cause them to lose all ability to have spiritual thought. So it begs this question, Richard, are we watching through the COVID plandemic, scamdemic, whatever name you want to put on it, with the vaccines, with the virus, with the chemtrailing, have we seen people incrementally be vaccinated with what they say they knew worked, that it was very promising to vaccinate people to eliminate religious thought while they're at the same time changing their DNA and turning it into something other than a man or a woman or a, I hate this word, a human being, once you know who you is, I'm not Hugh's man, that's Hugh Goddard. I don't belong to him. So are we watching a genetic change merging man and machine, transhumanism, ushering in technocracy, where we're going to be nothing more than a programmable, and when I say we, I don't mean me, but where the people of the world are going to be nothing more than a programmable, obedient slave, serf on the land, and you live till you die. It's the only resource. It's called the human resource. And what do? We love, Richard, we love to self-replicate. It's fun and it feels good. So we're constantly replenishing as long as they allow it. The time will come when you'll have to have a license to replenish your race. You'll have to be on the approved breeding list. Is that what we're seeing?
I think that you're spot on, that much of that is being attempted with these shots. If not in this batch, it's on the horizon in the, you know, maybe the upcoming couple of years, even as soon as that, if not already, that this DNA alteration will...
I think they're doing it right now.
I wouldn't put it past them, okay? Because that, if you have a strong religious conviction, you know, including a belief in something beyond this physical 3D lifetime, you don't have fear. You know, you will fight to the death for what you believe in. And that is what they're afraid of. If they can take that out of people, it'll be much easier to control them, you know, with
the resources
of this physical world. That's the only thing, you know, scarcity of that.
I know you have other callers, so I'll say this and then I'll get off.
Okay.
It is absolutely a spiritual battle. There is absolutely life after death. Whether we want to admit it or not, your body and my body, Richard, are nothing more than a skin suit to learn how to live life. And more importantly, we're here temporary. It's how to learn to die and live forever somewhere. And people have a choice, one of two places. So make it certain, get to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I'll listen in. Thank you.
Thank you. Good points, John. Appreciate your call as always. Andy in Texas. Hello, sir. Hey, good day to you.
Hey, well, thank you, Richard, for taking my call. Hey, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to talk to you about, but you had a lot of information to get us, so I'll be really quick. As far as Ukraine goes, Ukraine was firing their own missiles on eastern Ukraine, and then our American public and Western news was showing it and saying Russia did that. And the reason I know that is I've seen several videos of the people of Ukraine. They said, no, the Russians aren't on that front. We saw the missiles coming in. It came from our own people. So keep that in mind. All the world is a stage. Having said that, America, you might as well take a look in the mirror and say, I'm defeated. We lost. I won't stand for anything. Our borders are being overran. I'm not going to do anything. Oh, no, the government's supposed to do that. Well, you know what? When the government fails, we're supposed to step in as the people and do what's right. Nobody's doing any of that. Now we're over 800 people in the insurrection camp, a.k.a. Gulag, in Washington, D.C. Nobody's doing that. And when our truckers get to Washington, D.C., we can probably expect that that'll go up to about 1,800 people, and nobody will do anything about that. As our masterful Biden talks about oil prices and whatnot, and there's nothing he can do about it. There's a whole lot you can do about it. Turn the Keystone Pipeline back on. Stop all the, give us back our permits to go drill for oil in the Gulf of Mexico and in Alaska. No, he can't do that. I know his hands are tied with that Green New Deal. Look, people, if you're not looking at everything that's going on right now as depopulation, then you're missing the picture. Everything from the food you eat, from everything, is about depopulation. I'll let you go with that because you got another caller. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No, a lot of good points, Andy, and we need to flesh that out more. Yeah, please call back. Future broadcasts. Patrick in Texas. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, absolutely. They're setting up their all these camera shots. It's a spiritual, mental world. There's no doubt about that, and I think we're well beyond trying to solve this through any political means. They've showed that they don't care. You know, they're bringing in the numbers. Even if they don't, they'll beat us in the computers, and then they'll just go right on. So I think we're going to be after the Amish, you know. And I think you know, we shouldn't discount electrical. Now, these damn cars are too damn expensive and complex, but you can do this on a smaller scale, just much like a home solar system. You know, you can build electric bikes and then ramp it up to, you know, up from there is all you ever need. And just a little bit of electrical engineering. And, I think that's it's like living like the Amish is all I'm saying, only it's urban-wise. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And we have one more caller to fit in, JJ in Washington. Hello, JJ.
Well, hello, Richard. I hope you all can hear me.
Yes, sir.
I'm a former co-host with Tom Lacovera Stewart, and prayers for Tom, by the way. He went through some stuff with the law, I guess, but he's back out. He was actually locked up for a bit. But anyway, the reason for my call was to the solution. I have other things I could say, too, but we're kind of short on time. I guess I got a couple minutes. I can hit them. First thing is a lesson in politics and how it works. I was born, by the way, 9/11/65. So my life was kind of destined to know what the hell's, or, you know, forced me to dig into everything. But as far as politics, when I was born in 65, they passed the Immigration and Naturalization Act. And here's a lesson in politics. When they do something like that, it takes 30 to 50 years before it's finally implemented. And you can't tell me that's not implemented right now. There's more foreigners here than there are Americans. From what I see, if you go to the city especially. Anyway, so that's a lesson in politics. Things take a while. How about affirmative action and how that's morphed into LGBTQ, bring your freak out and put them up front for your, entitlement in this communitarian freaking world. This is what's going on is communitarianism. People just don't wrap their brain around it because Lark is not the guy to explain it properly and put it into real terms. It's the psychology. It's the way of thinking. It's the, I'm going to save the world. It's 92 when they did the Rio Earth Summit. What they effectively did was change the definition of global warming to human caused global warming. So you're breathing. You're the problem. It's all right in everybody's face, and everybody complains about the current news, and all it is just like, I forget, John or somebody said, Kabuki Theater. Well, yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's been a dog and pony show ever since I've been here. It just keeps getting more obvious, and people keep focusing on what's happening now. Meanwhile, what's going on is already was implemented decades previously, But the answer, for like you said, Second Amendment, the answer is the Seventh Amendment. That's the nonviolent approach. It's a common law grand jury, and if you want to do something these days, you convene a quorum and get this going, because either way, it's either going to strip them of their wealth. You don't kill, you don't hang, you don't kill and hurt anybody. You strip them of their wealth and their communication, and it sets precedent. But the other side of it is, if it don't work, then it proves, in fact, that, like I believe, we live in a lawless society. Because if the sheriffs aren't going to back the Seventh Amendment, well, then there it is.
Please call back. Hey, I appreciate the call as a fellow RBN affiliate. Call again, JJ. Thank you. A lot of great points. Folks,
you're welcome.
Yes, sir. Folks, please support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.